Welcome to Inside the Mortgage Mind, a Zenix podcast where you'll hear stories from professionals throughout the industry, from new LOs to CEOs, about their journey to achieving success. We hope these stories inspire and energize you to take your business to the next level.
All right, Dave, how have you been?
Casey, I've been so well. We've been very blessed through this last year, and family's healthy, business as well. So we are really grateful, and doing well.
You know, we're on the other side of the pandemic, if you will, from the standpoint of sort of the capacity challenge. Most people have addressed it now. But aren't we blessed that we're on the side where it's benefited us in the sense of business has been plentiful, but there are so many that are not in the same privileged place. So let's talk about now. What has changed in your company as a result of the pandemic that you think you're going to keep long-term?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, it was one short year ago that this thing happened, and we had our corporate annual meeting in March, and it ended about on the 10th. So we were right on the edge. And if I look back from today to a year ago, we went into really quick mode where we felt that communication had to ratchet up immensely. Mm-hmm. So we went to what we call internally a readiness briefing. We do that daily, starting last year, and we continue it today. Now, we don't go daily. We go about every other day, but twice a week, actually. But Casey, I would say that culture is so important to us. Working remotely, learning how to work remotely with style and grace and ability all comes down to communication. So we really ratcheted up the communication on all fronts. And today, with the pandemic, hopefully a little more in the rearview mirror, we think that that's some really magic sauce that we're going to continue to do on a going forward basis regularly.
You know, I think this event, if you will, actually strengthened our culture. I mean, we already had a good one, and so do you, right? But we were doing the same thing, meeting every day. Then we went to Mondays and Thursdays now, twice a week. I think it's actually helped, because all those that were at corporate and those that were remote were now all remote. So we had a unified front.
You can't change how people are built. You can change where they work from. You can change the way that they have to interact with people. But if people have the right mindset and the right heart, which we are so blessed to have, you know, 900 plus people that do that. We found the same thing, Casey. We found that we are closer today than we were when we could go sit in the office together with each other, because we're doing it together. And it brought people that were all over the country in branches really up close. So to your point, you know, that would be a positive outcome, clearly, that our culture probably survived quite well. We had training issues. We had all the things. We had all the turn time issues. But really, from a standpoint of staying connected, I think we really did the right thing there.
What was the hardest thing for you this past year as a leader?
Not being able to be out and touch people the way that we normally do. You know, to me, leading is about relationship. It's about being involved. It's about caring. It's about making sure that we're doing what we need to do for the folks in the company. When we stop doing those gatherings that become taken for granted, perhaps our annual meeting, our awards trips, we do some marketing tours during the course of the year. That's been what I hear. People miss that. Are we going to get that back going again this year? How quick can we do it? That would be the thing I miss most, is being able to touch more people really face to face. So yeah, that's been the toughest thing.
Are you going to, from a corporate standpoint, remain remote, or are you going to allow flexibility? And what do you see on a go forward basis?
You know, really fortunate. When we flipped the switch to remote, hats off to our IT guys. They just stepped up and made it happen. And we did it. I'm sure they would tell me that it was a little bit harried, but from my seat, they did it with just a beautiful, seamless way that we did it. You know, we're going to let people, if it makes sense, obviously our servicing department, some of the areas that we need to be in an office, we have to do. But I would say, Casey, we're going to be seeing a whole lot more remote working. It works for us. And if it works for us, works for families. Families are different today. You know, if I'm halfway expecting to see a dog run across your room or up across your chair.
He's right here.
I mean, that's the world that we're in now. That's okay, right? And so, if that helps family and helps our employees be able to have family, take care of the family and still take care of the work responsibilities, it works for us. And so it's good for them. It's good for us.
You know, there is a quality of life component that has occurred for me. You know, my kids come home from school and I'm home.
Yeah.
And I still have a corporate office and I still go in, not as often by any stretch, but it has given me the freedom as a leader to be able to actually have that quality of life. Because I've always said you got to lead by example. So I wanted to be right after drop off of school. I go straight to the office, even though, of course, it's privileged. You know, leaders can choose where they actually reside. I always went in, even though I'd love to have been home when my kids came home.
Agreed.
So the beauty is I've got the quality of life. And I get to still be that mom.
Yeah. And we call that work-life balance. And this has really helped do that, because last year, the work part was out of balance, clearly out of balance.
Oh, out of
balance. But we found that people were at home, they found it was at least softened, if you will, by the fact that they were with their family, their kids were there, their pets were there, whatever the things that needed to be done. And we found that people didn't abuse that, but more so, the responsibility gene kicked in. And we find people that if they need to do something during the day, do what you got to do. This is a unique time. But we found people, I got emails from people at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night. Not that I'm glad that I saw that, but that tells me that people were taking that responsibility, that advantage, and doing good with it. So we like it. That's why, to that end, I think we'll probably allow it to continue on.
Yeah. And my challenge, which I think a lot of people, and I didn't have babies running around. I can't imagine having a 2-year-old and trying to manage what they did last year. And I could just have empathy for all those moms and dads that were struggling with the work from home and a baby right at home. But I found that I was working too much for 2 months. You know, I didn't know when to shut it off. So that has been a new balance for me to go, okay, it's 6:30. Oh my gosh, I'm still sitting at my desk. 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, I've got to get up. And so, but again, that's all part of the process. If you could, let me ask you, Dave, if you could wave a magic wand right now, what's the one thing that you'd like to change and or improve in your company?
You know, that's a great, you know, and this is, you know, we love our team madly, and they do what they do so well. To me, and this is sincerely, and this has nothing to do with you and me talking, as I look back on what happened last year and where we're at now, the rapid ascent of employee hiring, the numbers that we had went up, we were hiring underwriters. It was a free agent market. We knew how that went. But being able to provide training, if I look back on last year and where I'm at today, and we're getting better at it, but the not having people trained is our responsibility. And so it's not on them, it's on us. And so I feel bad that we didn't have as many people trained as well as they could have been. That's not an AmeriFirst issue. I think that's an industry issue. And from a fairness to them, not only the job that the company got, the fairness to them to really be able to enjoy their job and engage in their job, if you're not able to take the time to train people properly, it's not fair. And so, and then all of the ripple effects that happen from that. So our learning last year, to that end, we've hired a development officer at AmeriFirst now to do that, but coordinating it with you guys. I mean, Zenix, you guys have been invaluable to us, and this is not a plug for that. This is a fact that training really has become paramount to our company.
Mm-hmm. So if you look at the next year, how long do you think this is going to last? I'm going to call it the wave. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
This is long enough. By the way, thank you for the compliment. But
well, and that's just the way it really is. So, but yeah, this wave is already starting to show breaks, and you know, there's some breakers coming in. You know, we're looking at certainly rates have risen really quickly, which creates challenges. And the challenges we're seeing is that certainly we're a purchase driven company. That doesn't mean we don't enjoy a refinance period like we had. We'll participate. We have a large servicing portfolio. We protect that. We take care of our customers with kid gloves. But certainly what we've seen is that's the refinance piece has come down. But Casey, and this is nothing new, I'm really concerned about inventory. That's the concern I've got.
Same here. Absolutely couldn't agree with you more, because we're going to have plenty of purchasers. It's just not enough inventory. And how long would it take to catch up?
Yeah, I spent a lot of time, as I said, I spent a lot of time talking to folks, and I've spent time talking to all of our originators. It doesn't matter if they're in California, Florida, Michigan, Indiana, wherever. And our loan officers, to a person, say, I don't think I've ever been busier. And I have more buyers pre-approved, ready to go, but no contracts because there's just such a lack of inventory. So that is a concern, because building is not going to pick up for it overnight. It can't happen. And I don't know that how inventory all of a sudden jumps into space. So that, to me, if I was going to look at how long this thing is going to go, we're seeing inventory issues right now that concern me. As you know, this is only March, right? So in the heat of the summer, where a lot of our markets are seasonal, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how we navigate through this.
Yeah, it shall be interesting. We're watching, you know, we're sort of a barometer of the industry based on the type of product mix people are using. And we can see, I mean, the wave of new people getting in has been astounding, right? We're blessed to have been able to serve that the new to the industry, being processors and loan officers and LOAs, if you will, and consumer direct LOAs, which has been astonishing. And I'm watching right now by week, is the enrollment slipping? Because, you know, I'm all about looking at the trends and helping to help solve your problems and your solutions. If I could go build a house tomorrow, I think I could win big right now.
So. I encourage everybody to go build two houses tomorrow. Let's
do that. Right. If we all did that, we won't have an inventory. But we'll see how that plays out long term for our industry, because the refis are definitely letting up as you and I are chatting. And depending on when this gets posted, will it have gone down again, right? So we'll watch carefully. Well, we are privileged to have you as a partner, and so appreciate just the little bit of time you and I had today.
Yeah, Casey, yeah. Always enjoy talking with you, and love your team. You guys are difference makers, and I tell you, what I said is the real deal, so we're enjoying what we're doing with you.
Well, thank you so much.
Thanks so much for listening. Be sure to check back for new episodes of Inside the Mortgage Mind, a podcast by Zenix, the Mortgage Academy. You can download our episodes wherever you love to listen to podcasts, or on our website at zenix.com/insidethemortgagemind.